News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The post-holiday rush is on. People heading home from their holiday destinations and will likely face traffic snarls when they meet with commuters heading home this evening. Our Rita Foley reports.
The AAA says more than 119 million of us are traveling for the holidays. They say they expect record-smashing travel numbers this weekend. If you are on the road, gas is $3.04 a gallon today.
A suspected carbon monoxide tragedy in New Hampshire. Authorities are investigating the deaths of four people found dead inside a home in Wakefield. Authorities were called when the four adults didn't show up for a Christmas Day gathering with relatives. Unemployment numbers out today. Here's our Shelley Adler.
The Labor Department says jobless claim applications ticked down by 1,000 to 219,000 for the week of December 21st. Continuing claims, which is the total number of Americans collecting jobless benefits, climbed by 46,000.
The Israeli military says it struck back against Houthi rebels who have been firing rockets into Israel. In Gaza, five Palestinian journalists were killed by Israeli strikes. Here's our Rika Ann Garcia.
Their relatives were seen mourning their death in the Nuseirat refugee camp, where their bodies were wrapped in bags. The strike hit the vehicle with press markings. The journalists were working for the local news outlet Al-Quds Today. Israel's military said it targeted a group of militants allied with Hamas.
Another court appearance is set for Friday in New York for Sebastian Zepeda. He's the man accused of setting a woman on fire in a subway last week. New data shows holiday sales rose this year. MasterCard Spending Pulse says sales were up by 3.8% over last year. This is AP News. It's been 20 years since a fierce tsunami ravaged parts of Indonesia, killing tens of thousands of people.
In Indonesia's Banda Aceh province, hundreds of people gathered to pray at a mosque, remembering the massive Indian Ocean tsunami that was triggered by a 9.1 magnitude earthquake. Some 230,000 people across a dozen countries were killed. This man recited a poem saying, "A heartbreaking scream shook the sky, creating the most painful sorrow and misery." I'm Donna Water.
Authorities say 16-year-old actor Hudson Meek has died from injuries after he fell out of a moving vehicle near Birmingham, Alabama. The coroner's office says Meek was injured December 19th. He's best known for his role in the 2017 film Baby Driver. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.